Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at DontTellComedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. Welcome to the show. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Sounding kind of husky here in Hollywood today.
That's right.
I'm in the iHeart studio with Brian Frangie live. We're together.
Yeah.
Touch. Fingers. Oh, energy.
Finally.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I feel like we're actually together more often than you'd think.
We really are.
It's
yeah,
surprising.
We've been on the road a lot.
But over the last like 6 to 8 months, there's been quite a lot
of... So much time together.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
F-Boy Island and then now Lovers and Liars, which you can watch on the CW app for free. Or you could watch it live on Thursdays on the CW at, I think, like 8, 9 Central. Look, check your local listings.
Yeah. You're better off watching it live than recording it on Hulu because the ad experience on Hulu is like... CW has a really bad deal with Hulu, and so the ad experience, even if you pay for no ads, is like
excruciating. Wait, what are you talking about if you pay for no ads? Why are there ads?
Because CW doesn't have a deal. I don't even know if we should talk about this because it's like bad-mouthing CW a little bit, but CW doesn't have a good deal with Hulu. So whenever a CW show airs on Hulu, it's like... loaded with ads.
This not paying for ads really makes me so angry. Like, it's so weird that they're like, if you don't want to be manipulated and brainwashed, you gotta pay.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually acknowledging how bad ads are.
Yes.
That you have to pay to get out of them. Like, I think before we just never really connect. There was no way in the 80s and 90s to opt out of ads. It was just a part of life. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, if you don't want plastic in your water, you're gonna have to pay $5.99 for a glass. Like, they're acknowledging with these
well, you know,
walls.
The way to scientifically... proven to not let the ads manipulate you is to pay attention to them and find something that you don't like about it.
Whoa, where did you read this, or is this a
this is science? No, this is not Frangie science. This is regular science. That if you just let the ads wash over you, then subconsciously they will influence your behavior. Whereas if you're conscious and you're observing the ad and you're saying, I don't like that product, or this ad's stupid, that actually is better for your subconscious than to just let it. There's ads being filtered into your brain at all times. Like, you live in everything's an ad. Even when you're looking at content, it's usually an ad now.
There's an ad on your shirt, Brian.
Well, that's for the Mirror Woods, which is a publicly funded.
But it's still an ad. F-Boy Island, that's an ad on your hat. hey. I have an ad on my Converse sneaker.
That's
Like, the book I was reading, Letting Go, he talks about how we just are all walking billboards now, and how like it is, they've manipulated enough that these fashion brands, you want to wear them. They found a way that we want to wear a billboard for
them.
And that we pay extra to advertise. If something has a label on it, we will pay extra.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes.
It's almost like Chris Convy, my boyfriend, always says that whatever men did to convince women that bikinis were acceptable to wear out in public, whoever engineered that bikinis were an acceptable thing for young women, hot women to put on and parade around in, because they're no different than underwear.
No.
Is a genius. We, like, not only do we wear bikinis. We like wearing them.
Yeah.
It's not like we got them to do it. We pay more to wear less fabric. And bikinis are so fucking expensive. Let's just take a guess. Brian, if I'm going to go and at my price point, something that's being advertised to me, it's a girl, I would say the bikinis being advertised to me are what most girls get.
Okay.
No, I'm guessing you're going to know the same price point. So let's see what Brian thinks a bikini would cost. And this is going to be interesting.
Okay, a bikini, not like a luxury bikini, no, but like just a regular bikini.
Just one that's going to maybe last you, let's say, 3 summers because of the quality of fabric, and which is kind of not guaranteed anymore. But just a really cute suit that's going to be well made and isn't fast, is probably fast fashion, but seems like you're kind of, it's not fast fashion prices.
I'm going to realistically guess $70.
For the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You have to buy them separately.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Did you know that?
No. Well,
you have to buy the bottoms and the tops, which makes sense because the sizing is all different.
Even if they match.
But you know what? I'm buying a small in both a lot of times. I'm buying a medium in both a lot of times. It's not a lot of times that I get mismatched. And you should be able to buy them in sets, even if you just add them together, the price together. Like, let's have a $70 bottom, which is probably the price point.
Yeah.
$70 to $150 for a decent swimsuit. Jeez. Mid-level. Right, wow. Noah?
Well,
would you agree?
A piece. He's a piece, right about $70 a piece.
A piece. But no, I would say that even it would go up to $100 for a bottom.
Oh, yeah. No, $70 is on the lowest.
Yeah, so exactly.
And Hunter Biden's America.
It's so... But they should have it so not only do you... Whoa, I don't even know what to do with that.
Is that a rim shot?
And, wait, I don't know. Like, where did...
No, that was his laptop. Bikini? That was a sound from his laptop. Someone
another
just opened
picture.
It. Yeah. I know nothing about the Hunter Biden thing.
You should.
Literally nothing because
nobody
it felt
does.
Like such a fucking waste of time.
Yes.
It felt interesting, like, oh, there's maybe some illicit things. But as someone who's, you know, film myself... smoking crack yeah. and you know
right
in a boa.
Blowing
seems like he's having a good time
you know I don't even know what he did but like as someone who's taken illicit pictures just for fun yeah. or whatever I'm just yeah. like I don't judge it
yeah he's not the president anyway
yeah but
back to bikini tops
sell them separately so that women who have a different size top and a different size bottom can buy a full suit
but match.
Please fucking God yes please fucking God sell them as sets because so often there is a slight sale on a website and you can buy the top but you can't buy the bottom
oh,
and you
God.
Know what happens to that all the tops go in the fucking trash because no one's just buying a top
no.
So unless you find a way to sell them together I heard the Brandy Melville documentary that I told Girls Chat to watch.
Oh.
It's called like Welcome to Hellville. Brandy Melville is a fashion designer for young girls, like tweens okay. to, I guess, 20.
Melville, Hellville.
Yes, 28-year-olds. Mm-hmm. I've even bought a tote bag there recently, but it's one size fits all. So it's only
you
one.
You bought a tote bag?
Yeah.
I feel like you get
those
for free.
It was amazing. Oh, no. It's my favorite.
Oh.
It's one size fits all because you can fit all stuff in it. It's a great tote bag, but you walk in these stores and it's only size small.
Huh?
It's crazy that they get away with it.
Every bikini is a small.
They don't have bikini. I mean,
whatever
maybe they
probably
have. Do, but they just have little shitty shirts that are tissue paper thin that yeah. say like New York on them and little baby tees and just little things. But it's the whole store. I the first time I ever walked in one, I could not believe in this day and age where we are so about pro body positivity.
Yeah.
That they get away with a store that's all size small.
They don't want larger people to wear their clothes because it's then
it won't
as not,
look as good.
Yeah.
Because they're
well,
not.
Well, it might, but it's, you know, they want to.
No. I'm saying they think it won't look
yes,
as good. It's
yes.
like when they paid the Jersey Shore to not wear Abercrombie back in the early 2000s. Abercrombie paid them not to wear it.
Do you remember when, like, back when we were younger? Do you remember that? When we.
Barely.
I feel like that was peak brands on shirts, like American Eagle,
yeah.
Aeropostale. Like, I would wear
Hollister.
A shirt. That would say Aeropostale, like going down
you
the arms.
You were not an Aeropostale.
I would
that
wear.
Was always confusing to me why people wore the label Aeropostale because it was, everyone knows it's a cheap Abercrombie.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I
like,
didn't.
Why would you be, or like Old Navy. It's like, we all know, it's just being like, I'm poor, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it kind of, am I being out of line by saying that? Like, it confused me when those brands were like,
Old
we're
Navy
proud.
Is such a dad brand to wear. Like if you're wearing a thing that's advertising Old Navy, you yeah. are a dad.
But I think it's lame to advertise anything. Like when people have like Chanel or Balenciaga, like big.
Oh yeah.
I'll wear a label if I just think it's a cool logo.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, sometimes I can be a little brand bitch, and they're you see, like, sometimes the logo that is also a fashion brand of, like, a fashion house that's a lot of money is cool. Like, yeah. Gucci looks cool.
Sure.
They figured it out. So sometimes I'll wear that, but I do think it's lame to be like, I, like, one time I saw a couple walking out of, oh, it made me so mad. We were in Vail, which is, like, label capital, and just people wearing things to look cool. Like, everyone... all these women walking around in like fur full, like fur coats and those big hats that are like those Russian hats. And it's like 55 degrees outside in January. And those isn't working out for you. Like, this isn't actually doing what it's, you can't argue that this is like the way you want to dress because you're cold.
You're
just being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a store called, it's so expensive. I didn't even memorize the name because Bogner. It's some kind of ski brand, and if you know, you know, that is so insanely expensive. There was a jacket for a dog that you could buy for your dog that was like $2,000.
Wow.
And
it's,
oh, my gosh.
And Curran and Chris, Chris's brother, were walking around it being like, you know, I was just like, this is bullshit. People are paying this for, why is this so special? And I walked into the store, and the guy's like, and I'm already mad I'm even in the store. I don't want to support this because on the way in the store, which I was going to say, is a couple that is taking pictures with their bags.
Oh, God.
Look how much we just spent at... Noah, will you just Google like highest end ski wear brand? Because I need to know this name because I hate them so much. So I walked in. And by the way, everyone, all the shop people who work at these shops and give you the stink eye, like you are trash because of your Old Navy shirt or Aeropostale shirt or Brandy Melville tote, they can't afford to shop there.
No.
So what are you giving me? You're Bogner. Making Bogner. It's Bogner?
Yeah,
but there's another one. Bogner. There's another one, I think.
It's a great marketing tactic because if they give you the stink eye, if they gave me the stink eye and I was a billionaire, I would buy like $1 million worth of goods just to spite them.
I know, but that's the thing. That's when you have like a bad waitress.
Yeah.
And she hates your table and everything you ask for, she rolls her eyes and you go, I am going to tip her so much so she knows that I'm a good person and that I'm worth liking and then she'll have to like me.
Yeah.
And people say that's a dumb thing to do. Or I would, I guess, think that was dumb. Like, don't reward someone being an asshole. But it's such a good feeling to prove someone wrong about you.
Yeah.
Like,
it's hated me. It's worth every penny.
And I just bought you liking me.
Yes.
Like, that's a powerful thing to do. It would be like, you didn't like me, and now you do.
Or
because I gave you
pretend.
Money.
Yeah.
That's so sad. You like me now because of money. I'm out money, so I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
But you're out your dignity.
Yeah.
Because you now like me because I gave you some money.
I just purchased your dignity for 30% of the bill.
Yeah. That's fucked. Both sides of that. I figured out something on stage this weekend that I was like, I think I want to make into a larger theme and I want to present it to you.
Oh, okay.
So it just like came out when I was talking. And I think maybe when I was on stage, it felt really like, whoa. And then I got backstage and tried to repeat it. And no one was like really that blown away.
That happens so often.
Because the way I said it was just funny and people responded. And I was thinking they were laughing because it was profound or something.
Right, right.
Okay.
So I'm a fresh ear. I've never heard you say this.
Never. So women spend, I was lamenting about women. Women be shopping, right? That's essentially what it is. Women be spending so much money on nails and hair and all these things and spray tans and all these things that take so much of my time where I could be earning money. Like, I literally can't earn money when I'm in a spray tan booth. I can't earn money when I'm doing my nails. I can't even be on my phone making deals. Like, you're paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of talking about that experience, jokes. And then I said, and men get to work and make more money. And I go, but we're doing this so that men then want to fuck us and spend the money they make by not doing those things on us.
Uh-huh.
So the things we do that make us less money make us have men give us that money. And then the men take that money by not giving us money for doing the things. Do you see that there's some kind of connection here?
Yeah. So are you trying to say that women being hot is good for the economy?
Maybe. I'm just saying it keeps... We are part of the problem just as much as the men are. Like, it's not that... We're all invested in this.
Yeah.
We spend money on our looks, and then men don't spend money on their looks. And in that time, they're making money. And then that money, because we come out of the salon after having earned no money, and they're like, you look so good, let me buy you this bag.
Yeah, it's good.
And then we get the money. But then they get the money back because we spend it on the bag that they made because they were working.
It's a cycle.
They make the bags.
I think they call that a bartering system.
Okay, I tried to look up like the, it pictured like a, there was going to be a graph of like, that's the way capitalism works. But what if we stop trying to look hot?
This is like a Lysistrata Strata situation where if women walked around looking like old hags for all time, then the GDP would go down significantly.
I think everyone would just adjust and you'd still want to fuck us, but for other things. Like, you know, we weren't getting laid as cave women. We still had like tits and ass and stuff.
There was a new level.
The bar would lower.
And changes culturally based on, you know, back then if you were a cave woman, it would be hot if you had like a fishbone in your hair. Nowadays, it's not hot anymore.
Whoa. Yeah, like you would just twirl your hair up in a little fishbone and be like, oh my God, her neck.
Yeah, you remember like back in the Victorian era when like just showing your ankle was like a
boner surprise. Yeah, it totally was.
Nowadays the ankle's not enough,
but I will say that whenever I think like if you're a girl that's trying to take like a thirst trap online, what you don't show is more important than what you do.
Yeah,
it's like whenever I'm trying to take a picture and I look like there's a part of my body that I'm like, oh, this is a really like my waist looks really tiny here, I'll like put it behind something because I'm like, no, you don't get to see how tiny my waist is. And I'm not trying to make it look tinier. I'm obscuring the thing that you want to see.
Yes.
And this is for both men and women, because I know in pictures when I'm like, wait, I really want to see like her leg looks I think her leg looks good, but I don't know.
It's a great business strategy.
Just don't show it all.
No, you can't show it all. And then you put it behind a paywall and then you charge people for OnlyFans to see that waist.
Speaking of,
yeah,
we got a lot of messages back from people that we'll get to in a little bit from who have done OnlyFans and tell us.
Yeah, it's been printed out.
I just read one on the way to the show.
It's fascinating.
You learned some cool stuff.
I learned some cool stuff. There's some cool people. Mostly what I learned is that it sounds to me like OnlyFans is just like people on social media in general, where it's just like you're trying to do this thing to make money.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of there's a lot more people trying to do it than you'd think. And it's way more competitive than you'd initially. Yeah. I thought, at least if this was like 5-6 years ago, I believe that if you made the decision to go on OnlyFans, which is a barrier that a lot of people are not willing to cross, then you'd automatically just get money. Like if you're one of the people who's like, I'm going to, but it's a lot like porn. It's like, just because you decide I'm going to do porn doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
And it's a lot like porn because it will end up on porn.
Yeah. Well, it'll end up there.
But that's what I've learned.
That's why you got to cultivate relationships with your subscribers.
Okay.
And keep them hooked, addicted like a
slot. Do you know what I realized, Brian? I think maybe I talked about this on the podcast a year or so ago. If I decided to do an OnlyFans, a real one. Like,
okay.
I'm like if I decided to do porn, I could make so much fucking, at this point in my career, I do project that I could make insane amounts of money.
You could
more,
definitely.
Like Tim Dillon levels.
Sure.
Like Tim Dillon Patreon levels, for sure.
Right, yes.
Maybe even eclipse that. If I am doing hardcore pornography, Nikki Glaser, who, like, it wouldn't be a huge surprise because I talk that way on stage. It wouldn't be like, oh, you know, Reese Witherspoon doing it.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm not at that level, but I'm at a big enough level that people would be intrigued.
Intrigued, absolutely. But I think hardcore porn is not the way to go. Hardcore porn is devaluing.
But I want to. It's the only way I'll do it.
The way you need to make the money is you need to cultivate relationships with individuals on OnlyFans that will pay for everything.
How many individuals do I have to make relations? I don't have time. I want like mass amounts of money if I do this. So like
you will.
Sheiks and
no,
I
no, you will. You'll get massive amounts of money if you cultivate a bunch of quote unquote pay pigs across the world.
And do you,
that
can you message them at mass?
Drain. You can message them en masse. You can send out a thing and just say, pay for this, pay for that, pay for this. You can say, here's a bill for lunch, pay it. You could say, give me $1,000 right now.
I could do that now. There are pay pigs out there.
Pay pigs.
And I don't like that term because I feel bad for these
guys
who just spent, they like, oh yeah, they do like it.
That's what they want to be called, is pay pigs.
You fucking pay pigs.
Yes, they want to be talked down on. They want to say they're worthless.
I had a pay pig once,
get a little dick.
When I was kind of not rich.
Yeah.
I was like not rich, but I was like the first time I'd ever encountered a man being like, can I just give you $1,000?
Yeah.
And I'm like, for what? No. Because I don't have anything to sell for that, and it sounded sexual, and he wasn't sexual before that, and he goes, for nothing, and I'm like, I don't understand. And he didn't explain to me exactly what I'm going to get off on this.
Yes, yes.
Of the, like I just said, I get to pay a waitress to now like me.
Right.
There's power in paying.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's
even if I don't do anything with his money that he wants me to
gonna
do.
He's going to hate jerk to the fact that he's such a cuck that he just gave you $1,000
for nothing.
That I kind
of did something I didn't want to do. I like accepted.
There's a little bit of power there also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I literally just came, talk about full circle. I just realized why PayPegs do this, because when I pay a waitress a good tip and then she now likes me, I feel like, you fucking like whore.
That's right. You're the pay pig.
You're such a whore. You like me now. You smiled at me and said, bye, come back soon. When before you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so sad.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of like a bad part of
so
me.
So she's the dom and
I'll
you're the pay pig.
I'll tell you about my pay pig thing. Yes, exactly. Okay, we're going to go to break and I'll tell you about my pay pig thing. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking. Well, the weather is getting a lot warmer, and so your wardrobe probably needs an update. I know mine does, and it's so hard when you want to buy new stuff because you want it to last a long time, you want it to look really good, and you want it to, like, stand the test of time in terms of, like, fashion. At least that's what I want. And so that's why I love Quince, because Quince is all about effortless fashion that looks chic and timeless year-round. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk top. They have so many chic jewelry pieces, like these globe boho hoops. I love those. You could just blindly click and end up with such wardrobe essentials. They're not wasting your time at Quince. I love the Quince dress I got. I'm trying to find it because I want to say the exact name of it, but it's like this long sleeve dress, but it's like a midi skirt. It's so cute. It's like silky feeling. It's just, I've told you about it before. Okay, there's so much cute stuff on here. I got to go and get back to the podcast, but you know what to do. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, so we're back. I definitely, this was probably around the time of Not Safe is where I want to put this. 2015, 16, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A guy wrote me, yes. It was a different time.
Yeah.
It was pre-Trump. And
pretty wild to think that was ever a thing.
I know. That's a really good point. It's like 9/11, Trump, COVID. Those are like, and for me, Columbine and Taylor Swift. Those are like my markers. And one of those obviously is a great thing that happened. But anyway.
I don't even know what order they happened in.
That would be amazing if you didn't. I kind of want to test you on something like that, but not that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy wrote to me and he was always just like messaging me. I think this is on Facebook. I think I was like still active on there, which is, I haven't been active on there since.
Do you have a fan page?
Yes, for sure. But like
someone else's.
It just like posts my Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting a new social media company that's getting in and doing all the stuff. And we're going to have some fun stuff planned. But
I would love to hear more about that offline.
Okay. Yeah. I learned about broadcast channel that you can have.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that until yesterday.
You never know what's going
to
pop.
It's like you're saying, it's like you talk directly to your pay pigs.
Yes.
But they're not paying.
People love live.
But this is what I'm confused about with broadcast channel. It's not, this is just a chat you can have in your DMs that tells all your fans at once. It's like a DM for all your fans.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different than my Instagram? And they described it as like, well, sometimes on your Instagram, you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of your other comedian friends. Like, it's so that you can just, so now I have to have a fan page on my fan page for people that are actually fans and not just people who are judging me. Yeah. And actually, why can't we all just be someone? Don't subscribe to me unless you want to hear what's going on in my life.
As we become more chronically online,
why does it have to? It's
the
crazy.
Only thing that people want. The only thing that people value is human connection. And if they can have a further human connection with someone that they admire, then that's worth the money.
To me, I get it. And I think that's, you're so right. We get away from it in our machines. And so now we're coming back to it. Yeah. We want more intimacy. And that's why I think podcasts are so popular, because podcast fans, when I meet them in line, it's just a different vibe. I've already said this before
like
a thousand times. Absolutely. I get embarrassed because I'm like, you know so much about me and I don't know anything about you.
I forgot your birthday. It's like you're constantly forgetting
totally.
Their birthday.
Every time I meet a bestie, I want to let you know, like if you're a hardcore listener and you listen like even to half the episodes or even a third, like I get intimidated. I feel like I should know about you.
Yeah.
And I feel bad that I don't, but I also am like so excited that I just feel so close. I met a bunch this weekend and I'll talk about that in a second. So this pay pig said, can I give you $1,000? I said, for what? He said, nothing. And I said, I mean, like, I'm not going to turn down $1,000. This is me talking to myself. I'm not going to turn down $1,000. And I go, okay, if I take this, I owe you nothing. I never owe you a response to a DM. I don't owe you. I can block you. I can do whatever I want. I literally owe you nothing.
I would love it if you blocked him.
Probably.
You block him and then you say, if you want to be unblocked, give me $5,000.
Oh my God, Brian.
Yeah. So good.
I know.
Brian,
if only I could.
Job.
If only I was a 19-year-old.
Will you be my pay pig farmer?
I could be a sugar baby. Meat in the trough.
You're so right, but the problem is these people have families and lives, and it's like
well,
gambling.
You ruin them. Yeah.
It's a horrible thing to
and that's
do.
That's what
so,
they want.
And you're right.
And then you say,
Brian keeps.
You ruin them, and then you say.
Every time I think it's a bad thing, you turn it around.
And then you say, "Give me your wife's email address."
Oh right.
And then they give it to you. And then you say, now I'm going to send you a chastity cage in the mail. They have to put on the chastity cage. And you say, send me the key. And you say, if you don't wear your chastity cage, I'm going to email your wife pictures of you jerking off to me.
Oh, my God.
Send me $5,000.
Dude, this is happening all the time.
Yeah,
happening right now. Every 5 seconds,
this is
happening.
And it's consensual. And if the guy says, listen, I have a real problem. I don't want to do this anymore. You say, okay, here you go.
Yeah, I would. But
it's consensual.
Women who are doing this are not doing that. Well, I mean, this is a scheme for some bad people that get involved.
Well,
in
you
this
can't.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to be a good dom.
Yeah, it interests me. It's nice to have it as a fallback. I have to say, I feel like I now have
a retirement plan.
What's it called? The net, safety net,
an eagle's nest.
When I jump out of my life,
you have a Golden Gate Bridge suicide pact.
Yes. Which, by the way, they just put nets up on the big honeycomb structure in the vessel.
Oh, really?
On Hudson Yards.
Oh, in Hudson, people are
it's
killing
so
themselves.
It's so crazy.
There?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot.
I didn't know that.
It happened right when it got built. Then they shut down for 5 months. Then it would happen again. They'd shut down again. Then they'd raise the barriers. Then they made it so you can't just go by yourself because people don't kill themselves when they're like with their friend, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then people started doing that. They would just run away from their group of friends and go jump off.
Wow.
And so they just another one happened. So they're now putting up nets, and it's like so crazy that life is so bad right now that at. Tall places, we have to put up nets. So
yeah.
But you know what? That nets work in terms of that person who wanted to kill themselves on the vessel is not going to go kill themselves in another way.
They said that in the Golden Gate Bridge, which is the suicide.
Yes.
You know this fact.
We
may have even said this on.
It's called The Bridge.
The Bridge. So
on YouTube.
Oh, there's a documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the fact that I'm going to give, maybe you know, is that. That bridge obviously is like the suicide bridge or whatever, and a lot of people killed themselves, and there are a few people who survived the impact.
Yeah.
And all of the people who've survived the impact across the board, when asked, what were you thinking when you jumped off? And they said, the first thing I thought as soon as I jumped was, I regret doing this.
Taylor's album comes out in 2 days. Why did I do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like the way you feel, that's important. Like the way you feel when you're at the edge is going to change the second you step off.
But that just might be your body being like, no, 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 no. Like Listen, I'm not saying don't do it, but yes, I've read that too. It's everyone always regrets it.
It's also survivor bias. Like, what about the hundreds of people who died who the whole way down were like, yes.
Yeah. And yeah,
it's working.
This is, it's like, it's my argument of like, when people get bad tattoos, they always love it.
Yeah.
Even if it's bad, and they know it's bad because the Ink Master judges are telling them it's bad.
Yeah. Right? Or a baby they don't like.
And that's the thing about parenthood. No one can say it's bad because you can't take it back. And then if you jump off the bridge and you survive and you're in a bed, just like, you have to be like, life, I'm so happy. Even though I know a lot of people, I've heard a lot of stories of people surviving them and going, no.
Yeah.
They wake up in a hospital like, this is heaven. But anyway, so yeah, they put up those nets. It just made me sad. That's like, is this where we're at? That remember that fake story about the cell phone factory? That wasn't like true.
Yeah.
It ended up being fake. Yeah, that they had to put up nets. And we were all like, I can't believe they put up nets at work. It's like, we're doing this in America now, too. This is at a tourist destination. That, people want to die.
Those nets are...
That's me at a tourist destination. They need nets at every, like, Grand Canyon or anything I'd have to stop at along the way on a road trip with a man.
Yes.
Just suicide nets everywhere for me.
If you want to kill yourself, a great place to go is a national park because a lot of people die there all the time.
You're advertising Muir Woods.
Muir Woods. People die in national parks all the time for various reasons, and it's not considered a suicide, but it's really easy to die there.
Oh, like they run into the hot spring or whatever.
Yeah, or they fall off a cliff, or they get eaten by a bear, or they die of asphyxiation.
No, but people who want to kill themselves want people to know they killed themselves, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anyone that's like, I want people to wonder.
But you do get in the news. Oh, they want to know that they had intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't get it in the news. That's the only thing. And that's a really good thing
on
the
national park, though. If you just got eaten by a bear, you will be in the news.
Okay, so if you want to kill it, this is obviously...
Disclaimer. Don't do it. Remember what I said about the bridge.
Never, ever. Yes.
You're going to regret it as soon as that bear's chomping on you.
Yes. Of course. It's crazy. But okay, so the pay pig, I was like, I'll expect... He gave me $1,000 or something like that, around that. And then... because I was explicit, I was like, I owe you literally nothing. We're really doing this? Okay. Yeah. I had never heard of anything like this. Now that I know this is like an addiction of guys, I just thought this is a one in a lifetime chance that a guy just wants to give me money. And I also asked
about... Are you Mr. Beast?
I asked him, I was like, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
How much money do you make? Do you have a family? I asked all of these things to be like, are you, do you have student loan debt? And he was like, no, I'm fine. He was like... in the military. And I'm like, I don't know anyone in the military who's like
rolling in it.
No.
Yeah.
Do you? To me, that connotes at least
Cheney's
middle
dead,
class.
So, no.
So I was just like, I don't know about this. And then he asked for, he gave me a little attitude about not getting back to something. Cause I wasn't like, I'm never going to talk to you again. Cause he wasn't like creepy or anything. So I was like, yeah, I'll shoot him a like on a thing. And then one time I just left it unread and there was a little bit of a tude. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore until you give me another 2,000. No, I didn't do that. I think he gave me, actually, it was a couple more times before he got annoying. And I was like, oh, this was a huge mistake. And then he started hitting up Lizzie. Then he started hitting up other female comedians.
Yep. Well, he's got to get his
fix. We're accessible.
Yeah.
And we seem like your friend because you've heard hours of us doing podcasts. But
well, that's the key. Yeah.
But okay, so let's get to the OnlyFans thing.
Okay, I'll read
the messages. So last week or a couple weeks ago, we talked about OnlyFans on here, and we really had a lot of questions of like, how does it work? Is it a good thing to do?
Yep.
And what would it be like if we did it?
So this is a YouTube comment from Aaron Kelly 2564. I'm a bestie with an OnlyFans, and I'd love to talk about my experience with it. However, I do it completely anonymously.
Mm.
So wait, did we just say her name and then?
Well,
is this allowed? She commented on YouTube. Okay,
that's fine.
Don't want to blow up your spot, but no face, no real name, etc. Because I'm a musician and I don't need my fans finding it. And I don't do any type of graphic pornography. I sell private, personalized videos of my body, primarily my booty because I have a nice one. I'm not the typical OnlyFans girl, though. I just finished my BA in clinical psychology and about to start my master's. So this isn't something I'm doing to try and get rich or fast track to fame. If anything, I see it as a social experiment.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she does it for extra income. But at this point, there is so much competition and saturation, as you guys mentioned, plus AI and bots, so many fake profiles. It's ridiculously hard to make a shit ton of money like the stories you hear.
Okay.
Celebrities.
I want to know how much she's making, though. Like,
what's the figures? What's a lot of money to you?
Because everyone was saying, Bella Thorne made like a $50 million or something. And I'm not talking that amount of money. I'm just talking like, to me, if you were able to clear... $5,000 a month doing what she's doing, no face, just asked like stylized shots that aren't like pussy lips and like your face. $5,000 a month would be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. The AI bots thing really bothers me because there's also just, it's not just like you're pretending to be a real person. People are also gooning to just a digital version of a human being or an anime character.
And I've probably seen some animated porn sometimes that looks that I just go, oh, this would do it.
They're stealing your jobs.
Yeah, they are. But how is it different than animation?
But they're stealing your jobs because the job is just being given to some guy in Bangladesh or ever who's running the account. Wow.
Whoa,
didn't think about it that way.
They're stealing American jobs.
Stealing American jobs. There might be an American, somebody in Miami doing it.
That's a really good point. Okay, so keep going.
Celebrities and people with a name are the ones that can make a lot of money because they appeal to be a voyeur and their private life is huge and feels taboo, which is why people love it and will always subscribe. If you have a niche, that's good, but don't rely on it. And I agree. Yeah, so
Bunions. That would be my niche.
Do you think people, is that a thing that people?
Yeah, there's a lot of Bunyan freaks, dude.
Wow.
Like, I can't find, like, I go on YouTube or especially Instagram if I'm ever searching like Bunyan videos, because sometimes I'm a Bunyan freak in the sense that I like people being like having them massage. So I always want to find videos of being like, this is a great massage to do on your bunions, because I'm just like, oh, that'd be good. Speaking of, if you want to see my bunions massage, there is a video of it online
now. Oh my gosh, I don't even think you talked about that.
Isn't that insane?
So you were in Australia, right?
Okay, so I followed those guys for years because they're the only ones that have good bunion massage videos that make me go, oh. And so I was in Australia and a couple weeks before going there, and I'm like, I think the Melbourne guys, or I think those guys that wear the purple shirts that massage people and make them hurt, who I watch all the time, I think they're in Australia. I should look where they are. And I'm like, oh my God, they're in Melbourne. I'm going to Melbourne. And I just like DM'd them and was like, will you massage my bunion? Will you like do a bunion thing to me? And I went in there and they like taught me so many things about my body and like got me started on like a pretty amazing program.
Was it all of them that worked on you? Because it looked like they all came in that day.
It was like a gangbang of bunion massage. So, it was like my dream, but it wasn't sexual at all. Like, I want to make it very, because I showed Chris pictures of these guys and they're like a bunch of hot shirtless guys.
Well, that's
Australia. Yeah. And they put out a calendar because here's the thing. Can we find their name? Because I always forget their name. It's kind of long, but I want to shout them out. They're so nice and they are all about the proper protocols. They're about barefoot living. Like, I walked in with shoes and they're just like when I left, I was like, I was getting in an Uber and I left after spending, you know, 2.5 hours there learning about barefoot life, and I was like, put on my shoes as I was leaving. They're like, what are you doing? And I was like, I have to get in the Uber. And they're like, you can get in barefoot. And I was like, what?
Yeah, maybe this in Australia.
I did. And then I put my shoes on in the car. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But I've worn shoes ever since. But I think about how it would be so much better barefoot all the time.
Going around
I know it would
barefoot's
be.
Insane. Maybe in Australia it works. But in America, our streets and sidewalks are dirty.
Yes, they know that. They're just asking me to be when you don't need to. I didn't need to in this. Like, they're just asking me. They don't want me to go through like walking Sephora. Like,
some
those
of us have to work in an office.
That's not going to work. But it is so good for your feet. And it felt so grounding and good.
Well, I have a question about that. So in the video, in the description, they said that they cured your bunions. And I want to know, what was the end result
Guys,
of that?
You didn't cure them. Don't. That's misleading.
Maybe they didn't say
they put me off on a track to not reverse them, because it's like kind of, I know that you can't reverse bunions, but you can. I mean, they were like way more spread apart after they went in there and like massaged them pretty hard. I was like, whoa, they aren't touching. So they did some stuff, but I'd have to do it every day and I haven't done it.
Every day. And then what would happen? It would just remain stayed apart, or it would cure your bunion?
It wouldn't. The bump would never go away. That's like calcified. I mean, it would break down maybe a little bit if I was in there. But it would just create more space and my whole toes would get more spaced out, but that bump would still be there because that's,
My neighbor just got the surgery.
Oh, really?
It was a couple of things, but
no, thank you.
She was in a lot of pain for weeks.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And
who knows if they're going to come out right, and your feet are everything.
Yeah.
And so and you have to be off your feet. You have to be in a boot or crutches, and you do them each one at a time, or you do them both and you're in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So you're either out for 12 weeks or something if you do them back to back, or 6 in a wheelchair. No, thank you.
I think the wheelchair is the option I would take.
It would be interesting to live your life in a wheelchair, to have a little bit of empathy for 6 weeks for people in wheelchairs. And
because
like,
I saw her,
in
the one leg with no wheelchair, and it was like, you might as well be in a wheelchair. You're that debilitated.
Right.
You can't walk your
dog,
you can't get up, you can't cook.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But I will say these guys are amazing because I'm sorry, guys. I love you so much. Most of their views, which is substantial, is from, I would think, gay men. Mm. Because what they do is they do a lot of groin massages for each other, and they're really hot guys.
Uh-huh.
And they're not gay men, by the way, but they know their audience, and they're very tongue in cheek, like wink, wink, about like
I found
they
them,
lean into it.
By the way,
yes.
Speaking of, it took me a little bit of looking through a bunch of like gay massage therapies, but it's Melbourne_muscular_therapies on Instagram,
yes. Mm-hmm. And they do like they're just. They're so good. They know so much about the body. They teach you about the body. Their videos are like very informative, but that first, like if you go down and look at
close
all their videos,
up of groin.
It's always a guy getting an elbow from another hot guy shirtless in the groin. And
oh,
so
man.
They are
like right
definitely
in the inner thigh.
And all the comments are like, ugh. We know what you're doing, guys. We're learning things, but we know what's going on here. But
at the same time.
And so my video, I knew when I was walking in as a girl, I was like, sorry guys, even though I like have a little bit of celebrity, this is not going to move.
It's not going to move the needle.
So I didn't wear makeup. So people might think,
oh, there is. Can I share this video? Cause they actually have a video of you.
Yeah, what do you mean?
There's a video of you getting your feet done. Like how cute you are.
Yeah. I thought you said you saw it. Wait, you saw it.
I saw it. As a straight guy, I
didn't advertise it because I just didn't. It was too much. I'm sorry to those guys, by the way.
It popped up somewhere. As a straight guy, I would love to watch the elbow and the groin, even though I'm not gay, because just the feeling of getting that massage.
That's what I'm saying. Go check these guys out, because if you have body pain, they have made a video for every part of your body
you
just
almost,
getting fucking wrecked on.
Do you think
on.
That does something for you to watch it?
Yes.
Do you think maybe mentally, like it's like hypnosis?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I watch it whenever I have a pain in my body, I just go to a video of someone getting that part of their body massaged violently.
Yes.
Really working it out. And it is so therapeutic. I mean, it is one of my favorite things is when I have a new ache and I get to watch a video with someone, like not even getting that massage. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things to do. You have to do. If you have not done that and that appeals to you in any way that we're talking, please go Google your part of your body. Like Google what muscle it is.
Traps.
Like really look at a body of the anatomy. Find out what that muscle is exactly.
Yeah.
And there will be a video targeting that exact thing and you will feel it in your body. You'll feel the relief.
Yeah.
I love that.
I just thinking about finding that video is making me more relaxed.
I can't believe I opened up this world to you. It's going to be awesome. Okay. So OnlyFans.
Yes. I have another one from at Wolfgang White. Also, I have an OnlyFans. Solo male making content for the gay market. For now, it's a fun little side hustle. Would love to make it my full-time job, but it's hard. Mostly because of how much marketing you have to do. It's not really about how you look. In my case, hairy-chested straight guy. It's about making sure you're reaching the right audience, seeking the content you can provide for them. Video, sexting,
niche.
Custom vids, live videos, etc. In general, I think it might be harder for guys, though. So female besties considering it might have more immediate success than me, because I think the straight male market is bigger than the gay male market. But I genuinely love making spicy content. And a cool benefit is building a community that loves you as you are. It's made me have better confidence.
Whoa. Okay. I like this. Because if you're leaning into something, if you're just like, I'm just a hairy dude and I'm not trying to like wax or so, like you don't have to. You can just be yourself.
Yeah.
Like you can grow a bush and just show your bush, or you can have like if someone were into like flat asses, why is that not? No one's into like just flat asses,
flat
ass women.
Totally flat ass.
Just like a woman with like a disappointing ass.
The disappointing
that's
ass
not a,
channel.
That's not a niche yet, but I feel like every other thing is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, the
armpits,
fact that someone can
ears.
Jerk off to my bunion feet, and that is a subgenre of feet foot fetishes, is bunions.
Yeah,
there should be. Yeah, that would be like if I would never show my ass ever. Like it's not that bad, but it's just like compared to like ones that are good. If I ever did an OnlyFans, that would not be what
you
I
get
focused
an injection?
On. You get it. If I got injections, for sure, I know exactly what I'd do.
Yeah,
and it would look amazing. But
is that permanent or is that?
I think it'd be permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that Kim Kardashian got that?
Yeah. And that's why they can say
hurt?
They don't have butt implants because they're not implants.
They're
injections. So they're not lying.
Tricky.
Yes, I'm assuming it hurts a lot and you have
but
to stay on your stomach for a while.
Once it's all healed up, can you sit on it
for
a long time without any problem?
I
Maybe
think
it's
so.
To make you more cushioned.
It's a Brazilian butt lift, yeah.
Maybe I should get one.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I see girls with really nice asses, I'm like, man, that would be nice to sit on.
Yeah.
Like for me,
exactly.
It's uncomfortable to sit when I don't have a little bit of extra.
As you get older, especially for the old Jews, you get a little bony ass and sitting is just uncomfortable. That's why so many Jews sit with their legs crossed like this, I think.
Yes.
So let's look at any old Jew
and he's
in their 70s. They're going to cross their
like
legs.
Like the Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
with the mittens.
Yeah.
That's how you sit. So you could, you take one.
And I think
you rock back and forth on your sit.
I do that all the time. I also had surgery on my ass 6 times. So it's already,
oh God, I can't sit down for surgery 6 times. Every time you tell me that, it's like blows my mind.
Yeah. So why not another one that gets an injection? Maybe
to
I
make
should
it more
get cosmetic surgery
that
on my
ass.
That
would be so funny just for you to be able to sit more comfortably.
Yeah.
You'd be the only one to ever
You
have
might
done
notice
that.
When you're watching, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, when I'm sitting in the chair at my house, I'm constantly shifting.
Oh.
I shift like every 5 or 6 minutes because my ass starts to hurt.
Like your ass cheek, the muscle, or
my
the
tailbone?
Bone? The tailbone.
Yeah. I Why? Have to shift.
Is the tailbone hitting something? No, it's
That's
like
That's where
above.
The surgery was.
Oh, okay. So that
and
makes
so
sense.
It's like, scar tissue. It's sensitive. It's,
oh, man.
And so I have trouble. It's better than it was when it was a problem.
Can you get like a cushion for that seat?
I've never heard of that, no.
There's tons of cushions for
donut.
People.
Okay.
You can,
of course
you can.
You have.
Yeah, donut.
They don't work as well as you'd think.
I bet someone out there has a good idea.
They
for
have
this.
They have a tailbone cushion where there's like a little cutout just for the tailbone.
Yeah, that'd be amazing for you.
And all that
you.
Does for me is it just spreads the cheeks and irritates
oh,
it more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would spread it. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. All right. Well, if you know of anything, maybe send it to Brian. But I think he's pretty close minded to it. Okay. okay. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with one more OnlyFans recount. Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. All right, we're back. Woof. I smell like a spray tan. I slept in my spray tan and then I woke up this morning and I was like, I still want it to be more dark. And I know I was going away from spray tans.
Yeah, you said.
Oh, yeah. You took
an
oath.
But then I did TV last week.
You also said that you were going to stop talking about if you stink because I didn't notice that you stink.
Oh, yeah. But I just smelled myself.
It
was to myself.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't for you, I don't think.
Okay.
I just acknowledged, like...
You did say it into a microphone, to be fair.
No, I think I probably did say it for you. Just in case, like, any... There's other people in this room, too. Just, like, they might have really sensitive noses.
I have the most sensitive nose.
You do?
And I don't really smell it.
Okay.
So
it's definitely kicking.
But now that you've said it, now I'm going to think that, oh, Nikki must stink today. I mean,
that's okay, though, because I slept in spray tan. I absolutely should.
Yeah. But you don't.
Okay.
To me.
But I can just smell it on myself. But yes, I am back on spray tan.
The stanky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for acknowledging that. You're right. I don't need to say it and announce it. But I did quit spray tans. But I the only reason I was going pale that week was because I couldn't get one because I was doing TV on a Wednesday. And that was a Friday to look tan. So I couldn't. That spray tan would have been in a really bad condition on Tuesday when I would need to get it. And I wouldn't have been able to get it all off to get the new one. So I had to go pale. And I did embrace it. And I liked it, but I didn't like, I can't be on TV yet without a spray tan. I'm not there.
You saw yourself in the footage and you're like, I don't know.
No, it's fine. Like, I liked it, but like on TV, this was a big TV opportunity for me. I wanted to look my best.
Yeah.
And I just could not risk being pale.
Yeah.
And so I went back to spray tan. And then this weekend, I was on Instagram Live and besties were like, we thought you went, what's the spray tan? And I felt like I had like gone against my own. I felt so bad. No, I was fine with it, but I was like, oh yeah, I did say I was going to embrace that. I can't embrace it till June again. I think I'm pretty much booked out for a spray tan.
You can't do
I have
cold
my whole
turkey.
Schedule.
It's hard, especially with everything you have going on.
Yeah, it's I can't
do it slowly.
I like myself better with it, and so I'm just going to slowly. Yeah, that's a good point.
Cooked
okay,
turkey.
So this girl wrote to me. She's a comedian in another scene. I don't know if she wants me to say it or not, but I'm not going to. She said, oh, I listened to the latest podcast and you asked about people with OnlyFans experience and I used to have one. You still have one, but you used to do it.
Right. It can stay
You still
up.
Have the story. I love her. Okay. It was actually pretty lucrative and a decent experience when I was doing it, especially considering I had next to no audience then. But like next to no, she has a little bit of an audience as a comedian now, but she had no audience then. Or next to no. But with a bunch of yous. But having gotten one since, I've had fucking nudes leaked from that OnlyFans content, did seem like an obvious risk, but also still shook me a little because it was mostly pervy open micers.
Oh, give me a break.
Or the occasional ex and a rando on my OnlyFans, which made me really annoyed about who could have leaked it. As much as I love and support sex work, I have for sure got regrets about doing it. Stupid.
Mm. Because now that she does have a little bit of a fan base, those nudes have become more valuable for people to uncover.
And you know what? Like, if they did come out, people would be like, you know, when Jennifer Lawrence has her nudes leaked from just sending them to a boyfriend, everyone's like, respect her.
Yeah.
In which they should. Like, don't look at them. These are her private things. But if someone has their OnlyFans nudes leaked, it's like, you whore. Look at what a fucking whore you were. Let's all make fun of her. She was trying to make money doing this. And it's somehow, like, sad.
I think if she reaches a certain level of fame and then her nudes are leaked, that will increase her male fan base by 10.
It wouldn't increase it. It would increase it by people looking at it, but it would increase the level of disrespect people have for her just subconsciously. And I am sorry to say that. I'm so sorry to say that. I wish it wasn't that way. But women who work in the porn industry or anything related to it, stripping, Hooters, when people find out that you used to do it. But
OnlyFans, I feel like, doesn't have the same.
I don't feel that way.
Negative
about them.
View as.
But if
porn.
She was trying to keep it a secret, and then it got out later, I was like, look at the sad thing she did when she wasn't famous. People really look down on that, and they're really judgmental. And I know people are going to say, Nikki, clearly you are because you can tap into this so easily. I really am not. Karen Feehan, who has an OnlyFans, I think is one of the coolest things ever because she's like the funniest comedian. She's so funny.
Yeah.
And she also does an OnlyFans and she's like, fuck you. And she posts like hot content all the time of her just doing squats and tiny shorts. But she's also badass and so funny. There's no arguing.
She's cool.
She's so funny. So like she can do that all she wants and no one's going to be like, that's the only way you can get fans because everyone respects her comedically.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I could ever do that because I would feel like people would be like, that's why people like you, Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm not confident enough in anything else, but I think she is. And I really admire her for that.
Unabashedly herself, extremely confident.
Yes.
Always. Even when she was an open micer, we started together in New York.
She's so
cool. She was always that way.
You know, she reminds me a lot of Natasha Leggero, who I just worked with and like always used to be so intimidated by because she has that like demeanor of like, I'm going to tell it like, you know, her roasts and just even her stand up is very like, kind of playing this character of like looking down on you, you know, I think it was more so before, but she still plays it up quite a bit.
Yeah.
It is her. There's no character there.
Yeah.
But she is one of the kindest, nicest people I've ever known. Like so sweet to me. We were doing a game show recently and one of the questions was like, it had my name in it for the trivia. And it was like, Nikki is an invertebrate, true or false? Uh-huh. Right. And she goes, and she didn't know it was false, I guess. So uh-huh. she wrote true among many amazing things she is. And she wrote that in parentheses. Oh. And it was, I was like, I almost like was uh-huh. like, that was so above and beyond. Like, she didn't need to do that. Like, it was just so sweet. It was like, it didn't add to comedy at all. It was just right. like building me up and just saying a really nice thing. And then she wrote me a really nice thing today. And it reminds me of Karen, because Karen's and Bonnie McFarlane as well. Mm. All really ball bustery. And I would maybe even think people would throw me into that if you just watch my roast. Like, you'd uh-huh. think I'd be like an asshole. Or not yeah. an asshole, but just kind of a mean girl.
Yeah.
But really, actually the nicest of all the girls.
Maybe those
in
are
comedy.
The best ones. Maybe the ones that are best at roasting are actually really nice.
I think there might be some truth to
because
that.
They
Jeff
know
Ross
what's
is like
hurt.
the most open-hearted yes. love. Every time you're with him, he's with someone who he's granting a make-a-wish to that's hanging out with him for the whole night. And that's a joke, but like there's always someone who's like a little bit off that he's hanging out with because he's a kind person
sure.
and they're like, and often a great way because yes. I think, you know, it's, but he's a, like, he's always like, yeah, he's a nice, really nice person. And I feel like maybe there is something to that. Final thought. Natasha wrote me last night. I did her podcast and I want to share this because it's kind of like a humble brag because it's just me reading another compliment from her. But I thought it was really nice because I went on her podcast and it's like an advice podcast.
Is it with Moshe or?
Yeah. And it's so fun. It's called, the Endless Honeymoon podcast.
Right, of course.
Aww. And the clips are so fucking funny. You guys gotta, at least watch their, that's what I do is watch their clips because I don't really listen to any
that's
podcasts.
That's how everyone digests podcasts
yeah.
these days.
They're so funny and they're yeah. a married couple and they're two of the funniest people in comedy and they're just, she still laughs at all his jokes and he laughs at her. Like, their relationship is like strong, you can tell. It's just really good and they have a daughter together and they're just open and honest. Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher, it's called Endless Honeymoon. But I did it last night and we give advice, and she wrote to me, thanks again for doing the podcast last night. You were so insightful and funny. I love that you wanted to be a therapist. They asked me what I would do for a living if I didn't do comedy. And I said, marry someone rich and then be a therapist, because I do still want money.
Yes.
So I would have to get that.
Yeah, you need that money.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do realize that is
and
a
you'd be
reason
a therapist
for why I do
part-time.
This. Yes.
Wait, so you think that money is the thing that motivates you most?
I think it is now.
Wow.
Because fame is just.
But you're not. But you also have said before that you have enough money and that you don't
no,
want to pursue
I don't.
Doubling or tripling.
More. I don't need to be a billionaire, but I
want
to be.
You want more money.
I want enough money that, like, if my parents get some disease, I can get the best treatment no matter what. 3. Which means, but I also obviously still want to be known and stuff like that. There's yeah. a little bit of it, but the overwhelming now is like, I think that's what got me into it is the search for fame. And now it's like, I just want to be able to survive. I want love.
Doesn't
and
that
I
make
think,
you an 8? That did you just want the money?
No, because I want love. I want people to go, because I was even talking to Anya about this last night. I was like, the reason I get to tour with my friends is because I pay them money.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I get to hang out with you is because I offered you a job in which obviously you want to do this, but like you're making money doing this. So I get to like, I offer, because of the money I have access to,
yeah.
I have girls trips and I pay for everyone to come. And not because I'm like, I'm so generous. I'm paying for love.
Uh-huh.
I realize that
so
I'm really wrapped
motivated.
Up in like, people won't want me around and I won't get to hang out with people because people have lives and they can't hang out unless I'm like, what if you didn't have to pay anything? What if you made money to hang out with
yeah.
me? And so I've offered that opportunity to people I love.
So is the money, the gaining triple the amount of money that you currently have, mm-hmm. that's not just to have the money and the status that comes along with it. It's to, you want to
no.
utilize the money to continue
I
to secure your friendships.
I drive a beat up Lexus that is disgusting. Like, it's not
yeah,
about
you're
status
not
at all. I don't, it's not about like, look at this
that's
thing.
That's not a 3. You're not a 3.
No, 3 is trying to get love from being a somebody.
Yeah, but 3s would never... 3s care about their image.
That is true. That's the one
that's
part of the 3
one,
I don't.
That's their number one thing.
That's a good point. So maybe
you're
I'm
like
not
a 7
three.
Or an 8.
No, I want to be a 3
because
Taylor
a three.
Is a 3.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
And I didn't know she was a 3 before I took the test. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
But I will say that like that is true. Like, and Anya was like, Nikki, because she was talking me through this. She was like, people have their own insurance. If your parents get sick, they'll. And I'm like, no, experimental treatments are not covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. The best doctors in the world are not covered by insurance.
That's
they're out
true.
Of your network.
Oh,
if you want to, if someone in your family or someone in my friend group gets a fucking crazy disease, I don't want them to like, it's a 70% chance. I want it to be like, let's bump it to 80. Let's find someone who's going to give us a 90. Like, and you can find that with money. It sucks, but yeah, that's the way it works.
Money's great.
But it, and that's not a $1 million, people. That's hundreds of millions you need, yes, to have that kind of power and to survive the apocalypse. Like, I am, yes, thinking about these things, and that is what motivates me now. I would rather have $100 million than, and I would love to no one know who I am. I would totally
take that.
That's
my number one goal.
But I also crave people being like, you're impressive.
Yes.
So I want to earn that $100 million in a way that people are like, wow, good job. So, okay. Anyway, so Natasha said, I love that you wanted to be a therapist. One of the things you were doing that I never really do is empathizing with the callers and not just immediately jumping into advice. It was very sweet. I'm going to try it. That means so much to me because I look up to her so much. I only share this because it's the greatest compliment I've ever got, that someone who I look up to and think like is, I would want to be her so much, saw something in me that she's like, I want to be that.
Yeah.
And I know that maybe is like, seems like, duh, Nikki, people look up to you, but I just don't feel it as often as, and especially not from someone that you look up to.
Right.
It doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that everyone that looks up to me is like delusional. And I, for some, right, reason, I, and not because I think you're an idiot if you look up to me, I just don't know you. And so I can, right, just write, yeah, off what you are.
Like if Bill Cosby said something nice about me, I'd be so.
Exactly. Yeah. You would feel like a million roofies,
yeah,
a million,
but
whatever.
I've always said that you're a great empathizer. I call you an advocate, and whenever I would come in a morning and be like, I've got a problem, you'd always empathize. You'd go, oh, that sucks. That's like actually I could see you feeling some,
oh,
sort of,
nice,
yeah, and that's a good quality.
Well, thank you. I think I liked hearing this because I think my abusive therapist, mm-hmm, said that I lacked empathy because my parents lack empathy, not their fault. They were just raised in alcoholic homes and you don't get empathy. And so you can't teach it to anyone. And therefore I had to learn it. And so I tried to learn it because I didn't really understand what it was, but I think I still lack it in some ways. Like when I got off stage and that guy like could have had a heart attack.
Oh yeah.
And then they just go, he's fine. And I go, okay, good. And they're wanting to tell me about what happened and I didn't care.
Yeah.
That felt like zero empathy.
Maybe you have empathy for your friends, but not for strangers. But you have empathy for animals.
You can't have empathy for strangers. Yeah. There's too many of them. They're all suffering.
No.
But he's my fan. He paid money to see me. Shouldn't
That's
I care?
True. He's more than a... Yeah. I don't know.
That felt
You're also on stage. You're performing. You have other people.
And by the way, he was okay.
Yeah.
That's all the information I needed. We're all not okay. We're all reacting to medicines or whatever it is. Like, yeah. I don't need extra information about his. He was okay. That's all I wanted to hear. And I was avoiding actually hearing he wasn't okay. If you gave me too much information, I might learn life is short and I'm scared. So yeah. I just wanted to hear he's
and
fine.
You just don't
the
need
way
that.
You look up people. When they die.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, that can't happen to me because they did drugs in 1977 and I didn't.
Well, yeah.
Because I wasn't around.
Yeah, I'm starting to find loopholes to that comfort.
Oh, of course you will. It's OCD. You'll find little ways.
I'll always find it. Yeah.
It's OCD, right? That obsession?
I don't know what it is, but whatever that is, that type of obsession and perfectionism, I guess you could call it, is like the bane of my existence. But it also is my superpower. It's how I am good at analyzing things, giving notes, things like that, being able to find errors and things. And that's what has helped me most in my life and also has crushed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that cycle that feeds itself.
Yeah.
Can I recommend the Heidi Prieb video on perfectionism that just came out, I think, 2 weeks ago, in the past 2 weeks? Heidi Prieb, PRIEBE. If you're a perfectionist out there, it's really, I've watched it several times and it's really helped me with some of that language to myself. And I thought nothing could help because I'm a perfectionist. Nothing's going to help me overcome this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has. And it's given me a lot of just like, it's just let the air out of the tires that are about to blow a little bit.
Okay.
On being perfect.
Okay. I'll check it out.
It's good. It really is. She's so fucking good, dude. Like, I'm a part of this community. There's a bunch of people that follow her that are like the way people are about Andrew Huberman. She's like the, mm-hmm. She's that for like psychology.
Okay. Prebenauts.
Yeah. What is that? Yeah.
Oh
my God.
Bad.
Heidi Prieb. I don't think we've messaged yet, but I'm a huge fan. And we think that the name for people who follow your gospel, which it isn't a gospel, you're just spouting facts. We should be Prebenauts. I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Put it on a
thanks.
Shirt.
Yeah, put it on a shirt and I'll wear it. Let's market it And I would gladly advertise for her. And I think I am right now. thank you guys for listening. We have an exciting podcast coming up tomorrow with Benedict Polizzi from Lovers and Liars. So maybe go binge that first episode before the second episode comes out on Thursday tomorrow. You're going to get the second episode of CW's Lovers and Liars. But you can watch the first episode right now on the CW app.
And
Or on Hulu, and you can get that ad-free experience, in quotes.
Yeah, man, and the ads on Hulu were insane.
Really? Oh, God.
They were all like, this elephant's been tusked. Give us money. Or these there's St. Jude's Children's Hospital ads. There were ads for...
I guess those are things I would rather... I know that not all the money goes to those, but at least it's doing some good as opposed to just State Farm.
All the ads were that.
Well, anyway, check out that episode tomorrow, but watch Lovers and Liars before it so you have a little familiarity with Benedict, even though you don't need to watch to listen. But we wish you would. Lovers and Liars, CW, Thursdays, 9, 8 Central, or something like that. Check your local listings. Don't be good, and we'll see you next time.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.